while ago, I received an email stating I had not been selected as a speaker for the next Ignite Seattle event. At Ignite, people apply to speak for 5 minutes, where you can have only 20 slides that automatically advance every 15 seconds. The people who attend Ignite tend to be self-identified geeks, so even though my topic was going to be funny, I guess it wasn't deemed geeky enough. Anyway, I wasn't really disappointed I hadn't been selected, mostly because I'm so busy it would have been a lot of work creating the slides and rehearsing the timing. But what did give me pause was seeing that the person who sent the email had put all of us rejects' email addresses in the to field rather than the BCC field, which meant we could see who else had applied and been rejected. Not only that, but we now had access to each other's email addresses. Who knows what spurned speakers are capable of? I do want to point out that the sender noticed his mistake and emailed us later, profusely apologizing for the gaffe. So, for those of you who aren't Kleist Etiquette Facebook fans, and why aren't you? You missed me reminding everyone to always, always use the BCC field when you are sending an email to many people, especially when they are unrelated. Here are a few more email etiquette tips. Never send an email when you're angry or emotional. If you are upset about something, cool down before sending an email. Or write the email without putting the receiver's email address in the to field, save it, and then review it a day later when you're calmed down. If it still feels right and you won't regret sending it, then go ahead. But if your words are barbed or sniveling, rewrite and send a more civil, adult email. Be careful of using reply all. This happens all the time. I received too many emails in my corporate jobs where people would hit reply and we'd all be subjected to emails that did not apply to us. My favorite is when a huge distribution email goes out asking a question and many of the receivers select reply all to answer. Then many others respond to all by demanding that people stop using reply all. Oy vey. Only use reply all when everyone on the list must see your reply. Another tip, have a clear subject line. Have you ever received an email that has been forwarded several times and the subject line has nothing to do with what the sender is writing you about? Always start with a clear subject line so that people can determine exactly what the email is about without having to open it. Then, if you forward a forwarded email and you are talking about something different from the original subject, change the subject line to reflect that. A great trick I share with my clients is if you have a very short message, such as confirming a lunch meeting time, you can write it in the subject line and then put the initials E, O, and M at the end, which stands for end of message. That way, the person knows that what you wrote in the subject line is the full message and they don't need to open up the email. Another no-no is BCCing someone to be sneaky or snarky, which can come back to bite you. Why is this bad? The person who was BCC'd may not notice it was a BCC and forward the email. Or the person you put in the to field may discover you were sharing what you wrote them behind their back by BCCing others. If you want someone to know what you wrote someone else, tell them directly. Well, that's it for now. I'd love to hear your email pet peeves or questions. I'll share them on another radio show. We can all learn from them. Just email me at arden@kleisetiquette.com. This is Arden Kleis with Kleis Etiquette for KSER.